Okay, well, this time we're going to demonstrate stretch markers. Stretch markers are commonly used to align takes, but they're very useful when you're trying to do things like beat matching, and some of my EDM folks have been very handily served by using stretch markers. Let's check them out. Okay, so we're in Reaper now, and we need to make a little recording so we can work with it. Let's turn on our metronome with Control-Shift-M.
Metronome on.
I'm going to hit the space bar. Okay.
Bar 1 beat 10 per.
And it is set at 120 beats per minute. I can check that if I wanted to by going Alt-Enter.
Project settings dialog HZ if unset hardware.
Project settings, and there are several tabs in here, but.
Okay, pages tab control. Project settings tab selected. Media tab select. Project settings tab.
Project settings we want, and if we tab down.
Okay, but canceled. Save as default. Projects property page H combo box collapsed. Project BPM edit selected 120.000.
And there's a whole lot of stuff in here. We're not going to get into that for now. I'm going to hit escape.
Reaper V5.
Let's make a quick recording. Arm my track with F7.
No tracks.
Actually, I need to insert a track first.
Track view. Track name edit. Blank. Track view.
And I'm not going to worry about naming the track. I just did Control-T and pressed Enter.
10 items.
Says 10 items. So.
Armed.
I hit F7 for arm. And let's record just a little rhythmical thing that we can stretch marker. Pam promptly plumped her pillows.
Select files to save or delete dialog. Unsaved project.
Pam promptly plumped her pillows. And as you can see, I did not speak this particular piece of audio totally in time to the metronome. So what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to get rid of that space in the beginning just because I want it to be right at front. So I'm going to
ripple per track.
Okay, I did Alt-P, and it says ripple per track. Remember, we talked about ripple editing and getting rid of space. I could do it with a time selection, or I could split an item and do it. I think I'm going to split an item this time. Pam, Pam.
Beat 6, 6, 6, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 8, 8, 8, 5.
I'm using my right arrow, and I'm
87.
Pam,
5, 3, 1, 5, 9.
Pam, Pam,
9, 9.
Pam,
90.
Pam. Okay, I'm lined up pretty good, so I'll split my item here with S.
One item added.
Control left arrow to select item and delete to delete.
2010111 item removed.
Now let's see if we're lined up here. Pam promptly plumped her pillow. Yes, we are. So that means there's no extra space up front here. What we're going to do first is we're going to find our transients and we're going to put stretch markers. Let me explain a little bit about stretch markers. Stretch markers are, imagine a rubber band on a plank, and you've poked pegs into your rubber band. And when you move the pegs or nails in a board, the pieces of audio in between, or pieces of rubber band in between your pegs will stretch, but other pegs will stay in place. So this takes a bit of experimentation. Sometimes you want certain parts of your audio to move, but others to stay in place. So stretch markers stretch, but they also anchor. So I'm going to put a stretch marker on each of the transients. Pam. So I'm going to turn off the metronome so that it doesn't interfere with where my transients are. Otherwise, I might accidentally want to put a stretch marker where the metronome is. So I'm going to do Control-Shift-M.
Metronome off.
Turn off my metronome. Pam promptly plumped her pillows. Okay, I'm using spacebar to play. So Pam, I'm going to put my first stretch mark right on Pam. I'm going to do Control-M, as in Mary. And then, I'm going to I'm going to find promptly, and then I'm going to put the next stretch marker there. Now, we can look for transients with our tab key.
Promptly.
But sometimes it's better to do it with your ears.
Promptly.
Because you see what happened there? It picked out the transient kind of in the middle of the promptly, kind of in the middle of the word. I don't want it to cut off that piece, so I'm going to scrub a little to the left.
Beat 1, beat 9, 9, 9, 9, 1, 8, 7.
Prompt.
7, 7, 7, 8, 8, 8, 8.
Using arrow keys again.
Prompt.
8, 8.
Prompt. 9, 9.
Prompt. Prompt.
9.
Prompt. Prompt. Okay, I'm going to put a stretch marker here with Control-M. Now, it doesn't say that it added a stretch marker, but if I turned on my training mode with F12.
Shortcut help on.
And I hit Control M.
Item, add stretch marker at cursor.
It tells you what it'll do.
Shortcut help off.
Also, if you look in your edit menu,
undo add stretch marker CTRL edit sub unsaved.
You can see that it actually did it. Promptly plumped her. Now, let's put another stretch mark on plumped. Promptly plumped her pillow. Plumped her. Plumped her. Okay, I'm doing tab and shift tab, and this time plumped her. Plumped. And this time it got the transient pretty close to where I want to have it. So I'm going to do Control M again. Control M. Plumped her pillow. Now let's find pillows. Her pillows. Pillows. Oh, pillows. See, it kind of cut that off a little bit. I'm going to back off a little bit with my left arrow.
Feet, wet, wet, wet.
Pillows.
Wet, eight, six.
Pillows. Pillows. Okay.
Eight, wet.
Pillows. Right there. Control M. Now, let us use our shift and colon and apostrophe to check out our stretch markers.
Stretch marker beat 334%. Stretch marker beat 191%.
See, it tells you where your stretch markers are. Yeah, shift and semicolon and apostrophe. Pam prompt.
4%.
Pam prompt.
0%.
Pam.
4%. Stretch marker 91.
Promptly.
Stretch marker.
Plumped her pillow.
Stretch
pillows. See?
Stretch. 4.
Pam.
Stretch.
Promptly. Now, what we want to do is use an action to move our last focus stretch marker to our metronome beats. That will move our transients onto the beat that we want. Now, there's lots of ways you can do that. You can quantize beats. You can slice your pie just about any way you want to in Reaper, but I'm doing this manually just to show you the exercise. I'm going to find my transients, and then I'm going to move it to the beat. I'm going to turn my metronome on.
Metronome on.
Promptly.
Zero.
Pam. Promptly. Plumped. Okay. Pam. Promptly. Pam. Promptly. Plumped. See how plumped is after the beat? So I'm going to find that transient where I put that stretch marker. Pam, promptly, plumped, on plumped.
4%. Stretch marker 91%.
Promptly.
Stretch marker beat 334%.
See, it tells me exactly where it's at. Plumped her, plumped her. Okay, now, that stretch marker is focused. I just did it with shift and apostrophe. But now I'm going to back the transport back up to the beat before that. That's where I want to move that marker to. So,
32%
plumped,
8%
plumped, plumped, plumped her pillow, plumped, 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 plumped. Okay, now I found my plump click here. That's the third beat in the measure, and the plumped is right after that. So I'm going to hit Alt M.
Stretch marker moved.
Now listen to what we got.
Beat 1-0.
Pam promptly plumped her pillows. Pam promptly plumped. See? Pam promptly plumped. See, it moved that right to the beat. Pam promptly plumped her pillow. Pam promptly plumped her pillow. See, pillow is off now, but let's put pillow on where it needs to be. So I'm going to go
4%. Stretch marker 91%. Stretch marker beat 298. Stretch marker.
Pillows. Pillows. So we're on pillows now. We did shift and apostrophe, pillows. So that's the last stretch marker that was focused. So we're going to back up with our transport now to that fourth beat.
18%.
Her pillows. Her pillows. Her pillow.
8899.
Her pillow. Her pillow. Her pillow.
999.
Pillow. Her pillow. Her pillow. Actually, I'm before pillows on that fourth beat, so I'm going to do Alt M again.
Stretch marker moved.
Now, let's see what we got.
Beat 10%.
Pam promptly plumped her pillows. See how it's right on the beat now? Pam promptly plumped. Pam. Pam. Pam promptly plumped her pillows. And I could probably get the first two beats even tighter if I wanted to, but I'm not going to mess with that. Pam. Pam. That's close enough. Pam promptly plumped her pillows. So we got the transients right on the tempo. So if you were wanting to use that in some sort of rhythmical EDM thing, it would be right on the mark for you. And as we said, there are lots of different ways to beat match in Reaper. You've got all kinds of actions to speed up and slow down bits of audio, to stretch time, to stretch tempo, stretch pitch. Pretty flexible and pretty powerful. But this is just one of the ways using stretch markers that we can exercise our will over time. All right, then. Have fun.